Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when people are sorting through the very lopsided results of the Michigan primaries. Michigan primaries last night, Joe Biden won in a squeaker. He got 81%. There may be some indication that he's actually rising all the way to 82%. But there was an attempt to get at least 10% of the vote against him. Why? Because of his support for Israel. Now, this comes out at the same time as a major new poll, a poll that has attracted a great deal of attention. In fact, it's been cited by the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and a poll that shows that, yes, it's true, younger people in the United States are less supportive of Israel than older people. Why? We will get to that. But it still shows that 80% of Americans favor Israel in the current conflict in Gaza, which is pretty dramatic, and that's coincidentally, that's the same percentage that Biden got of the Democratic Party in Michigan. Trump also was on the ballot. He won very easily over Nikki Haley, but there are people who are saying, both Republicans and Democrats, hey, take a look at how Nikki Haley performed, and there are reasons to feel, for her and her supporters to feel some encouragement. Meanwhile, it's hard to feel encouraged, at least for me, for the fact that today Mitch McConnell, who has served longer as Senate leader than any other senator from any other party with any other leadership position, either minority leader or majority leader, McConnell has been there longer than anyone. He is leaving in November. He gave some moving remarks about that on the Senate floor. We'll get to them during this show. There were actually a number of people who were shown who were weeping when Mitch McConnell announced that he was going away. It is almost certain that his replacement will be John Thune, who has been a close associate of Mitch McConnell. John Thune, the very charismatic senator from South Dakota, who basically has been talked for years about someone who would be moving up in the national hierarchy for the Republican Party. Maybe this will be the opportunity for him to do that. There's also today a new controversy over a very old and beloved film, Mary Poppins, which is getting a new classification in terms of its suitability for children. Can you believe that? Questions about whether Mary Poppins is suitable for small children? That's a conflict over in the United Kingdom. And here in the United States, they claim that there is a brand new sport that is taking over the imagination of Americans who are sports-minded. And no, it's not pickleball. We've all heard about pickleball. It is ice football. What is ice football? We will get to that also on a busy day on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first off, there is this story. On the same day that former President Donald Trump appealed to post a bond of less than a quarter of what he was actually fined in his civil fraud trial, the judge who made that ruling was sent an envelope containing an unidentified white powder. The envelope was addressed to Judge Arthur Engoron, at the Manhattan courthouse where his chambers are housed, but the judge's mail is screened. Obviously, given some of the very intense feelings around this case, that screening is appropriate. Two court staffers did come into contact with the powder. NBC New York reported that they did not immediately appear to have been harmed by their exposure. There was also a letter inside, but the contents were not revealed. According to the New York Post, police deemed the white powder to be harmless. The Fire Department of New York also told the Post that the two staffers who came into contact with the powder refused medical treatment, at least so far. The building was never evacuated. This sending around of white powder has become quite intense recently. There are lots and lots of anti-Semitic incidents. And I believe that Judge Angeron is Jewish, and I don't know if this is another anti-Semitic incident or what the message is, or if it's just basically one of those people who believes that President Trump is the equivalent of Alexei Navalny. He is a conscientious dissident who is being victimized by the judicial process in the United States. Something that we will find out and put into perspective. There's also a question right now about what the voting in Michigan means, and this coming up to Super Tuesday, which is, can you believe it? It's a week from yesterday. It's coming up on March 3rd, right in the highlight of what is coming next, and some discussion about what Super Tuesday will bring and what it means. Meanwhile, concerning Michigan, former President Trump demolished former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. This from Hotline. In the GOP presidential primary, he won almost 70%, actually 68%, it seems, of the vote on his way to a 42-point victory. President Biden cruised to an even bigger victory in the Democratic presidential primary. He won over 80% of the vote, a left-wing effort to encourage Michiganders to vote uncommitted as a protest against Biden's stance on the war between Israel and Hamas appeared to gather a little bit of steam, as over 100,000 voters, roughly 13%, opted for this. Representative Dean Phillips, Democrat of Minnesota, finished fourth in the Democratic primary behind Biden. We've got the 80%, uncommitted, that got 13%, and presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, who suspended her campaign weeks ago, but unsuspended it this morning. So all of you followers out there of Marianne Williamson, you should be greatly, greatly encouraged. Meanwhile, there are big problems concerning power struggle in Michigan. Concerning the state GOP, the state GOP chair, Christina Caramo, her efforts to remain in control of the state Republican Party had a judicial strike against them. There was a preliminary injunction yesterday that bars her from conducting party business. The judge's decision was issued hours before polls closed in the state's presidential primary and days ahead of a Michigan GOP convention that will determine how delegates for this summer's Republican National Convention are allocated. Former Representative Pete Hoekstra replaced Caramo as state GOP chair, with the RNC formally recognizing him last month. With what this conflict means for the Republican Party, unclear. We will take a look both at the Michigan primary, at Mitch McConnell's resignation upcoming, active in November, and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mitch McConnell on the Michael Medved show. No, he's not on the show. He's got a very busy day today. He made a big and emotional announcement this morning on the Senate floor. He is stepping down as Senate Minority Leader. He is not resigning from Congress. He has been Majority Leader off and on, depending upon whether the Republicans control the majority in the Senate. Now they don't, so he is Minority Leader. But he is leaving that post starting in November. Why November? because in November they will determine whether the Republicans, as many people expect, because Republicans are very likely to gain a Senate seat in West Virginia, they also have a good possibility of gaining a Senate seat in Montana, perhaps in Ohio, perhaps in Nevada. The Republicans are expected to gain control of the Senate. So the fact that Mitch McConnell is leaving in November indicates that whoever succeeds him will know in advance whether he is succeeding him as minority leader, leader of the Republicans, or leader of the entire Senate, replacing Chuck Schumer, who, of course, represents the Democrats as majority leader now. Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor made his official announcement this morning, and it sounded like this. Clip 11.
You would have told me 40 years later that I would stand before you as the longest-serving Senate leader in American history. Frankly, I would have thought you'd lost your mind. I have the honor of representing Kentucky in the Senate longer than anyone else in our state's history. I just never could have imagined, that happening when I arrived here in 1984 at 42. I'm filled with heartfelt gratitude and humility for the opportunity. But now it's 2024. I'm now 82. As Ecclesiastes tells us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven.
Okay, one of the problems for Senator McConnell is that he is very unpopular among people who are deeply loyal to President Trump. President Trump has spoken out again and again and again, I mean many, many times, about wanting to get rid of Mitch McConnell and basically wanting a different personality to be majority leader or minority leader, to be the Republican leader. And right now, I mean, President Trump, if you look at his domination of all the primaries in which he's competed, he is a dominant force in the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell, in his remarks this morning, went on after talking about his surprise to find himself having spent 40 years in the U.S. Senate, to now be 82 years old, even older than Joe Biden. He said this about his plans to leave the leadership position.
To serve Kentucky in the Senate has been the honor of my life. To lead my Republican colleagues has been the highest privilege. But one of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter. So I stand before you today, Mr. President, and my colleagues, to say this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. However, I'll complete my job my colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November and they take the helm next January. I'll finish the job the people of Kentucky hired me to do as well, albeit from a different seat.
And there apparently were, they are reporting, there were people who were weeping to hear his statement. Obviously, people who have lined up behind President Trump were not weeping. They were probably leaping, not weeping, celebrating. The Hill says that McConnell had one of the most negative ratings of any politician in America. He had a 60% disapproval among American adults in general. Democrats don't like him. Most Republicans don't like him. The voters of Kentucky do and keep reelecting him. But he had a 60% disapproval rating among American adults in the poll with an approval rating of 6%. What that means is about one-third of Americans don't know who he is. They don't say approve or disapprove. He is the only member within congressional leadership to have a negative score among fellow Republicans, accumulating a 10% approval and a 41% disapproval. Again, what that indicates is that about half of Americans don't really have feelings about Mitch McConnell. He said in his announcement today that he was influenced by personal difficulties, and this is not those videos that everybody has seen where he seems to be losing his train of thought, and it looks like all of a sudden he's blocked, he's just stopped. But he did say this. He said, McConnell announced, this is from the Washington Post, McConnell announced his intention to leave his leadership position in an introspective speech on the Senate floor today, saying it had been a difficult time for his family after the loss of his wife, Elaine Chao's younger sister. Quote, when you lose a loved one, particularly at a young age, there's a certain introspection that accompanies the grieving process. Perhaps it is God's way of reminding you of your own life's journey in to reprioritize the impact of the world that we will all inevitably leave behind. I turned 82 last week, and the end of my contributions are closer than I'd prefer. McConnell also quoted former President Ronald Reagan, movingly, I thought, in his remarks, saying he believed in Reagan's vision of America as a shining city on a hill that sets the example for other nations. The Kentuckian has spent the past few months locked in a battle with some of the members of his own party to send billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine, which is fending off a Russian invasion. The more isolationist wing of the party, writes the Washington Post, championed by Trump, opposes the aid, and McConnell has painted aiding the U.S. ally in existential terms. More on the future of government shutdowns and other threats coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Farmers in Texas aren't sure what's alive and what's not at this point with a fast-moving wildfire, the Smokehouse Creek Fire, burning through the panhandle. It's left 60 counties under a fire disaster declaration, burning 300,000 acres of land just since yesterday. The funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died earlier this month in a remote Arctic penal colony, will be held Friday in Moscow. After several locations declined to host the service, his funeral will be held at a church in Moscow, with the burial to follow at a nearby cemetery. New York City Mayor Eric Adams done with his city being a sanctuary city for migrants. He says if you commit a felony, a violent act, we should be able to turn you over to ICE and have you deported. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Michael Medved show, part of the farewell to Mitch McConnell was from one of his closest colleagues in the Republican conference in the U.S. Senate. Senator Susan Collins, a Republican of Maine, often described as a moderate Republican, she paid tribute to the departing Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after his announcement this morning that he was retiring from the leadership. This is Senator Collins, clip 13.
His tenure as leader will be remembered not just for its historic longevity, but also for his unparalleled devotion to this great institution, which he has always defended. I also admire the leader for stepping forward when it wasn't popular to do the right thing for our country and for our world.
And doing the right thing for our country and our world, right now a great deal of commentary about the problem, basically, avoiding a government shutdown, and either avoiding a government shutdown by another temporary extension of spending or some kind of alteration or going around the House rules to go around the objections by the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. The idea that McConnell is leaving right in the midst of this. He is somebody who fairly consistently, and it may be why there are so many people on the MAGA side of things who dislike him, he has worked fairly consistently, not just for getting aid to our allies like Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel, but he has worked consistently to try to avoid shutting down the government. and shutting down, among other things, spending for defense, which is a very real possibility unless they can follow up on the meeting that was held yesterday and actually get something done before Friday. And by the way, this actually goes directly to the issue of aid for Ukraine. There is a new YouGov poll that was published today that says that most Americans say they are positive about NATO, about the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and they support the U.S. honoring its commitments to militarily defend NATO allies. That means, of course, that they disagree with President Trump, because President Trump has said, and now repeatedly, that if a NATO ally does not spend more and get up to that 2% of gross domestic product that is supposed to be minimum for NATO members, most of the countries are there. But if there's no country that isn't there, President Trump said, no, we're not going to support you. In fact, I will tell Vladimir Putin, go ahead and do whatever the hell you want with a country that, like Lithuania, that isn't spending as much as NATO members are supposed to spend on their own defense. There is, according to this new YouGov poll, majority support across the political spectrum, though people who identify as MAGA Republicans are more likely to hold negative views about NATO. Overall, 53% of Americans have a very or somewhat favorable opinion of NATO, while 22% have an unfavorable opinion. These numbers are essentially unchanged from July 2023. And generally in elections, foreign policy, the old cliche says it doesn't matter. It doesn't impact elections. People don't vote on foreign policy. But there was actually a great deal of concern about foreign policy in the primary that took place yesterday in the state of Michigan, where there was an attempt by pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian Michiganders, including the 200 to 300,000 estimated citizens of Michigan who are Arab American or whose ancestry comes from the Middle East or North Africa. Max Rose, who is, well, we'll get to that in a moment. First, MSNBC reported on the protest votes against Biden that were related to his stance on the war on Gaza, war in Gaza. This is clip 14.
Overnight, an extremely unusual watch party for voters who cast their ballots not for a candidate, but for uncommitted in protest of President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war.
I didn't feel good about voting for Joe Biden. He's been pretty complicit about the genocide happening in Palestine.
The effort's organizers had set their goal at 10,000 votes. They got more than 10 times that.
You voted for President Biden in 2020, so you think in November you might vote for former President Trump?
Correct.
Here in Dearborn, Arab Americans make up a majority of the population. Longtime Democrat Ramsey Kassam told me he was furious with the Biden administration over the death toll in Gaza.
I think it's a great idea to vote and commit it to send that message.
The Biden campaign points out, overall, uncommitted only got 13% of the vote, about the same percentage as some previous primaries. Still, Donald Trump only beat Hillary Clinton in 2016 by 10,000 votes in Michigan. President Biden won the crucial swing state in 2020 by about 150,000. So any protest votes could be critical come November.
And when they talk about previous primaries, the one thing that is interesting is the last time there was an incumbent Democratic president who had to face a primary in Michigan was Barack Obama, who ended up carrying Michigan very handily all through. But Obama got about the same percentage of people, of voting for not 13%, like voted last night for uncommitted, but when Obama was running for re-election in 2012, he got 11%. So a number of people who are saying that this was not a a bad night for Joe Biden have some basis for saying that. There's also this about the vote for Nikki Haley and against Donald Trump. Max Rose, a former member of Congress from Staten Island, he was on NBC talking about the Michigan primary. Clip one.
Because what the Republicans will say tonight, they'll try to draw attention to that uncommitted vote, which in many ways is a vote, is an expression vote. It's trying to send a message to a president that they still believe in, but they're looking to express themselves, which is democracy at its finest. But when you look at the Republican side, right, there is no one with a pulse who believed that Nikki Haley could win tonight. And nonetheless, nearly one-third of voters came out to vote against Donald Trump and vote for her. That right there is a vote about where they will stand in November. And that's the essence of Donald Trump's weakness here. Donald Trump, as a former president, should be winning 90% of the vote, 85% of the vote. But what he's constantly seen in primary after primary is, yes, he's got the base locked down, but he is struggling with a ceiling. It's that same ceiling that the Republicans saw in 22, in 20, and it's that ceiling that hates MAGA extremism. And nonetheless, today, once again, we see evidence of it.
Okay, there's a question about whether this is just a fraction of the Republican Party, or does it represent more people, like the 30%, even 40%, who've been voting for Nikki Haley? We will get to that and to more. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On the Michael Medved show, there is new news, and it's encouraging news for people who count as his backers. The leading independent candidate for president for 2024, according to all the polls, and it's by a long shot, is Robert Kennedy Jr. He is supposed to be announcing his choice for a running mate sometime soon, within the next few days, it is. And he has announced in his campaign that he has gathered enough signatures to qualify to have his name on the ballot in both Arizona and Georgia. And those, are, of course, are two crucial swing states that are very likely, along with Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, to decide the outcome of the election. Both Arizona and Georgia are states that President Biden carried, and he carried, famously 11,080 votes, 11,800 votes, pardon me, in Georgia. That was what he asked the Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, to find for him. And in Arizona, it was almost the same kind of margin. And the idea that Robert Kennedy is going to be on the ballot in those states, that is considered a blow to the reelection hopes of Joe Biden. Why? Because there is a general assumption, though I'm not sure that that's true at all, that people are much more likely to vote for Robert F. Kennedy as an alternative to Joe Biden than as an alternative to Donald Trump. I think because of the appetite that Kennedy has for conspiracy theories, his involvement with the anti-vaccine movement, which is profound and deep, I think there are many people who otherwise would be drawn to Donald Trump who may be thinking of voting for Robert Kennedy. So who knows what the impact will be on the election that is coming up. The idea of the Michigan primary and the messages from the Michigan primary, former Democratic National Chair, former governor of Vermont, Howard Dean, was on with Ari Melber on MSNBC, I believe, And he had some words or some wisdom about the message from the Michigan primary for Donald Trump. This is clip four.
Well, that's Trump's team, of course, and their disinformation skills are well known. But I, you know, again, this is going to be up to the voters. But this time, a minority of voters inside the Republican stable might make the decision about whether Trump wins or not. And I think that's going to happen because I think one of the things that the polls have shown clearly, which is similar to what happened in 1968 and elsewhere, is that there are a number of Republicans who will not vote for Donald Trump, and it's a significant number. And whether they sit home or vote for Joe Biden is going to be a major consideration. But I think the odds do not favor Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States.
Okay, but this argument is based on is the numbers from the last two elections, both of which were close, reasonably close, not in terms of popular votes. I mean, in terms of popular votes, because of his margins in states like Massachusetts and New York and California, Joe Biden won by 7 million votes. But what happened was that America is closely divided between Democrats and Republicans. In 2016, where Trump won, you may remember, the Democrats were 36% of the people who voted, and the Republicans were 33% of people who voted. 31% were independents. In 2016, Trump won because he won independents. And people forget that. Trump won the independent vote 46-42 in 2016. And then you go forward to 2020, where, despite the fact that it's maybe controversial to say so, Trump actually lost the election. And that's because he lost the independent vote, which was a smaller. There were 26% independent voters in 2020, and there were 31% in 2016 where Trump won. But he lost the independent voters by a big margin to Biden, and that's why Biden won. The independent vote was 26% of everybody, and Biden got 54%, Trump got 41%. But here is the deal. In both the elections of 2020 and 2016, basically all the Republicans, very close to 100% of Republicans, 88%, voted for Trump. And in 2020, Trump did even better. He got 94% of the Republican vote. Now, that was in a losing effort to Joe Biden because of the performance among independents. The idea that President Trump is going to get 94% of people who identify as GOPers, you're not seeing that in these primaries. You're just not, because in the primaries, the exit polling shows that a big proportion, it's actually a majority in some of the primaries so far, of the people who are voting for Nikki Haley are saying, no, they do not plan to vote for President Trump if he is the nominee. So unless President Trump can basically win over something like that 94% of the GOP vote that he got in 2020, or to win over the plurality of independent voters that he got in 2016, there may be a trouble. And this is another comment, final comment from Howard Dean on some of President Trump's challenges. This is clip five.
Trump is under indictment. He has 91 charges, and he's already been convicted of one charge of falsifying his business's expenses and falsifying his business value. So he's cheated the banks and so forth. So it's a little bit of a different situation. I do think Haley is playing the long game here. If we get into August and it's time for the Republican National Convention and Trump is on trial or has some convictions, there's going to be an opening for somebody. And then there really is going to be a divided Republican convention. It's going to be really hard for the professionals and the people who know what they're doing to nominate a guy who's a convict. And that's where a second person could come up, and the only second person left is Nikki Haley.
Okay, I'm not sure that the polling shows that. It does show that there is something, depending on what poll you believe, between 8% and 15% of Republican voters who say they would not vote for President Trump if he has a conviction. But first of all, whether that conviction is going to be completed without an appeal and without all the complications of these legal processes, or without some kind of embarrassing disaster like the embarrassing disaster that was fell and collapsed and exploded concerning Fani Willis, well, we shall see. We will be giving you the most recent epic-making announcement by presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, yes, on the question of Gaza as a political issue here in the United States. There's a terrific piece in National Review about the American involvement with the struggle in Gaza. And then the surprising development of a brand new, most popular new sport, which is not pickleball, it is ice football. We'll tell you, at least as far as I can, what exactly ice football is, and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.